South Africa will send a team of senior government officials to Zimbabwe next week after Zimbabwe declared a national emergency and appealed for international help as it battles a cholera outbreak that has killed at least 565 people and is threatening thousands more. The economic meltdown in Zimbabwe has left the health system ill-prepared to cope with the epidemic that it once would have prevented or treated easily. Judith Melby of the UK-based charity Christian Aid told us more about the international community's response.
I think the international community has done a pretty good job of leaping into action. And cholera is one of these things that actually is very small things that you need to do. You know, you need to wash your hands and make sure you don't drink or infected water. So between awareness, there is a lot of awareness going on there. Someone was telling me that actually the newspapers are full of things, what to do, you know, wash your hands, don't drink the water. Between that and the huge influx of purification tablets and rehydration tablets, it is possible to contain it. The problem is that the underlying causes are still there, and so you may contain it for a moment, but it is always likely to pop up again.
The United States today said Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's departure from office is long overdue, and that the food crisis and cholera epidemic in the country means it is now vital for the international community to act.